Good morning, Fairbanks. You're listening to KFER Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFERradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Prus. Do not call in today because today is a recorded session. That is because this airs on a Friday and everyone else took the day off but me. That's right. I, David Prus, your incredible KFER radio personality, is here working because tomorrow is the longest day of the year. It's solstice. It's our celebration. And we always have Liv Rodriguez and David Vanberg down here because they're put on the solstice. How are we doing?
We're doing fantastic.
A little sleepy, but fine.
you know, this is your Super Bowl. And, yeah. You know, you're basically, your Fairbanks, we're recording this on a Wednesday. So they're 3 days out. And so this is like they're just pulling into the stadium for the game. They're getting their game faces on. You know, it's whatever's going to happen is going to happen. That's the minute things. You got all the people who you're going to get. Now, Saturday morning, Sunday night, they start coming in. And live, then what happens? What happens?
And then the Alaska's biggest one-day event takes off from noon to midnight in downtown Fairbanks. And it is truly amazing to see how just transformative it is for downtown. And just to see downtown flooded with so many people. It is by far my favorite event of the year. And it always has been ever since I started growing up here.
Now, this is our second airing of this. We did a recording yesterday on just the food.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I'm still hungry.
So Fairbanks, it airs tomorrow on Saturday at 1 o'clock. If you're listening to the show, listen to it, then get in the car and drive down here because you're gonna be drooling.
Just follow your nose.
You're gonna be drooling. Mr. Vandenberg, how long have you been doing this solstice event?
Okay. Well, first of all, nice coordination on having the menu essentially come out when the festival's going on. So mm-hmm. Thank you for that. Appreciate
oh,
that.
Oh, no problem. we do that every year.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
It is your home field advantage.
I think it's the 16th year we've done the Midnight Sun Festival.
Wow.
And, you know, it's just something that we look forward to every year. It's never the same twice, either, you know, in its culmination or in the preparation. So it's been a long time to do it, and we're really, really good at it by now. We tend to think of everything, but it keeps us up at night. And, yeah, you're right. I mean, it's a really good analogy to the Super Bowl. We're just kind of getting warmed up, and everything we've been doing for months is coming down to the wire, and the worst thing that'll happen is that it could rain.
I was going to say, don't say it. Don't bring the rain into it.
is that it could rain. But
you're a horrible person.
But other than that, it's going to go off really well.
Yeah, and David is spot on. The festival does change. The Downtown Association is always the host of it because it's a fantastic fundraiser for the Downtown Association, but the planner changes. So this is my fifth year helping the Downtown Association with that. And this year it's sponsored by Kinross, which we're super excited to have them as our title sponsor this year. They're a really great community partner, and they really love helping support downtown, too.
A weather report. It's projected to be 60 to 80 above, partly cloudy at times.
I feel like it's so Alaskan that you just had to say 80 above.
Yes. Aren't we in the middle of a heat?
Advisory,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like, really?
Really? You know, I know. Enjoy it. Why is it a bad thing?
Yeah, we're getting smoke from Canada, and you're not advising us on that? You know, we got mosquitoes coming out in prolific numbers. you drive down to the park, and you're behind 32 campers. No advisory on that.
Mm-mm.
And we're used to 85 above.
100%. Especially around this time of year. You know, this is like peak everything that you need in a summer. We jam it all in.
Yeah. Now, lots of events. I mean,
yeah.
So let's look at each of your different stages.
Ooh, yes.
And then what happens at each stage?
So this year we have three stages that are all programmed from noon to midnight. So in years past, we've had three stages, but it might not have been all the way till midnight on all of them. So we're really happy to be able to stack all of them, and they all have a slightly different feel to them. So we're going to start at the first in Lacey stage. It's up there by the courthouse. That's sponsored by Kendall Alaska because they host something called the Hero Games. Have you heard of the Hero Games before?
No, I've not.
Okay, so the Hero Games is where Kendall puts together teams, small teams like of 4, 5, 6, and they compete in physical competitions. And this year, Kendall's actually offering a prize. So they contact first responders, folks in the military, veterans, and then they're going to compete in this physical competition. One year, they dragged a Hummer down a downtown street, which is just incredible. And then the grand prize is a donation. I believe it's $1,000 to their nonprofit of choice. So that's always really fun to watch. It always draws a huge crowd. And that's at the First and Lacey stage by the courthouse from 3 to 6 p.m. I know, it's a long one.
Wow. Well, that's a long one.
Yeah,
and starting a little bit, you know, behind the other ones, but you don't want to over you know, cross over.
Right, and not to mention, I feel like that 3 to 6 is just the hottest part of the day.
Yeah.
So they're really getting their physical testing.
As I said, yes, as I will say tomorrow, that's when I'll be over at LaBelle's Tap House having a beverage.
Oh, that would be a perfect day.
Yeah.
So the First and Lacey stage does start off at noon with Kit Carson and the Alaska Wampus Cats. And if you're familiar with them, they're like a local legend. And then at 1, it's Arlene and Ron, the Hero Games at 3. And then at 6 is Sweet Fireweed, which is someone that we actually had play at the downtown market. And she was a pianist. She played the piano, and she was super great. And
are you getting the mariachi band that didn't show?
They were not able to make.
Oh man!
I was so excited about.
They're excommunicated for life.
Oh man!
You blow us off. You miss it once. You blow us off the second time.
They're young, you know. They're 18, so I'll give them a second.
You know,
chance.
Hey, that means they're able to be drafted and adults.
That's true. That's true. That's true. But maybe next year we'll get the mariachi band. I'm still hopeful for one of the downtown markets to get them, but we will see because they were so amazing at Dark Winter Nights.
Dave, how do you, you know, you're the commanding general during this day. How do you keep up with all this?
It's not maybe as hard as you would think. It's just a matter of
it never stops.
It just you think it through, and then you go into the day knowing that it's not going to be as you thought it would be, and you just keep working. And you have a huge bunch of volunteers. Again, that's part of the premeditation, the thinking it through. You've got as many volunteers as you can get. And this year we've got a tremendous response from the Fairbanks community. I mean, we've actually, you know, we've a form on the website, which is now closed. Thank you very much because it's been so well received. We've got lots of volunteers. I have a very active board of directors, and they're out there volunteering. So I think for me as the commanding general, I just keep working with the troops.
And that's where our thought of, like, everything is figure outable, because inevitably with an event like this, something is going to pop up that you just couldn't have anticipated, or there's another factor at play. But just knowing that you can figure it out on the fly, I think, is one of the things that lets me sleep at night, knowing that there's something out there that I can't figure out, but I will be able to.
What time does the downtown setup start?
Ooh, let's see. We start setting up Friday late afternoon is when I start marking the streets, and then we get total control of the streets at 9 p.m. So that's when it all starts happening all at once. So David and I are there from at least 9 p.m. till midnight sometimes.
The shorter the better, yeah.
Yeah, midnight. But
we start by pulling the traffic control, you know, the devices that the city brings. So that's at 9 o'clock, boom, we go and we do it all.
No parking, get out of here.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for the no parking. Yeah. Yes, the reminder, yep. And then after that, unfortunately, sometimes we do have to tow, and we will tow. But then after that, you know, we kind of own the streets from the city. We've leased them or permitted them.
I've titled them over to you,
and we shall give them back to the city in good shape.
Yeah, we always try to leave downtown even better than we found it. But big shout out to Public Works this year because they have just done an amazing job with the street sweeping. I think the street sweeping Monday night or Sunday morning, Monday night has been so great for downtown, and it really shows because we did our little festival grounds walkthrough yesterday, and we were just super happy. There was nothing to complain about at all. It looked great.
Clean, really clean streets, and I think it's it's one of the things that when you've done this for as many years as I have done it, which I think I said was 15 or 16 years, you realize that the next day downtown is just as it was the day before the festival, and it's one of the reasons, you know, with the city's increased tending to downtown, it really, that makes a huge, huge difference. And then, you know, to you as mayor, some of the things that have happened under your administration in the downtown, really, I think that the physical change, the long-term change is happening.
Yeah.
And the festival will happen, and, you know, downtown, it's just something that helps downtown stand out and be on the map. But in the end, what we need what downtown really needs most is is some private sector investment.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of incredible people and organizations that have really, in the last 3 to 4 years, have put a lot of effort in making the downtown a much, much better place. Your organization, David, the Fairbanks Downtown Association, you got the rock star Liv in doing things. And it's an accumulation of everything, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And before you know it, you're turning around saying, this place looks great.
Mm-hmm.
And that's people can see that now. It's great. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. Do not call in. We are recording this and playing this for you because all my other coworkers are lazy and they're having the day off. Good for them. We'll be back. Fairbanks, we're back. Hopefully you enjoyed those commercials. Again, we're recording this on a Wednesday. It's beautiful out, and it's supposed to be beautiful out on tomorrow on Saturday. And, you know, what I like about the event is you can come down at any time and experience something neat. Are you a 2 o'clock in the afternoon person? Are you bringing your family down at 6? Are you a little bit more vivacious and want to be down here from 9 p.m. to midnight? There's something for everyone at any time. Excuse me. I'm going to correct myself. There are so many things to do at any time during this event.
100%. And we have these things that we call bolt-ons to the festival. So it's mm-hmm. not what you would think of like a vendor or a stage, but things like our 3-on-3 basketball tournament that's happening.
Yeah.
That's happening in the jury.
Those young
lot.
Studs.
That
was so neat to look at last year. I mean, yeah. I was there for a half hour watching them.
Right, right.
And they're good.
And yeah. A few years ago, David Vandenberg from the Downtown Association was saying that he wanted to see the festival expand a little bit.
This David Vandenberg?
This David Vandenberg. This, the one right here. Yeah. The one right here.
The commanding general of all tomorrow on Saturday?
Yes. And he had come to me with this idea of expanding the festival, not so much south, you know, going into 5th, 6th, 7th, but up north towards the river to utilize it. Because Griffin Park is such a beautiful part of Fairbanks that sometimes feels a little underutilized.
You know, 4 to 5 times a week during the summer, I walk Griffin Park from about 5:30 to 6:30 in the morning with my dogs, and it's just so nice, peaceful, clean. I have a great time, no issues, and my dogs love it. I'm sort of probably breaking the law, but they're off leash, but I don't have to worry about a car.
Right, right.
And they're pretty good. And when you got a Dalmatian and a blue heeler, everyone wants to pet them.
Of course.
Oh, my God. So there are the rock stars, and then there's, the human.
I feel like that's how it always goes. I walk my dogs through there, too, and it's always like, oh, look at that dog. Oh, hi. Oh, look at the dog. It's always like that.
What's your dog's name?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Icebreaker.
What's the Cujo. Yeah, his name's Cujo.
Gosh,
yeah.
No.
Well, watch that tail. It'll hurt you.
But speaking of dogs in the Midnight Sun Festival, if you do plan to bring your dog, please have your dog on a leash just because there's so many people and it's
bring
so
the
active.
Poop pad.
Yes.
Bring the thing.
The
to put
bags.
The poop. Yep. And we have them down there in the park.
Yeah, in the little station.
Yeah, but bring them anyway.
100%. And just remember that there's a lot going on for your dog. So even if they're normally a very calm dog, there's so many people. They might get a little reactive. So it might be best to leave your dog at home.
And what you've done the last couple of years is what you've done. The way you set up booths, yes, they're in the street. But the sidewalks are open and for the businesses along the street. And then you have a very open space for people wanting to go into the co-op building.
100%. And that was very intentional because we heard time after time that the Midnight Sun Festival is sometimes the only day that people that live here come downtown.
Yeah.
So we wanted to make sure that they were able to see what had changed because one of the worst things we could do is bring all the people downtown and ignore the people who were there all year. So by clearing out the co-op area so people have visual into it and can also walk through it to go from 2nd to 3rd Avenue, they're inevitably going to find that new business, like that new pet store that's in there.
Yeah.
And just experience downtown differently and maybe encourage them to come back. So we either leave the storefronts open so that people can access them or we offer a booth space for that brick and mortar. For instance, El Dorado is going to have a booth on 3rd Avenue this year.
One of my favorite restaurants.
Yes.
Man, you got Mario.
Amazing.
He used to have hot tamales.
Mm-hmm.
His food is a work of art. The way he plates his food, it is a work of art.
And his whole space is a labor of love. You can tell he puts so much work into it.
I'm in there twice a month, no matter what. I'm in there twice a month.
Isn't that margarita?
That's Emily. That's Emily. I'm the Pilsner beer.
Oh, gotcha. That sounds like James and I.
Yeah. But his Taco Tuesday.
Yeah.
And everything is a work of art. I mean, you're looking at this and you're saying, well, I got to eat this. I hate to break up this work of art. But,
you can take a picture of it first. Yeah. Preserve it.
Can I return to what you'd said earlier about that you can come downtown any old time throughout the day and you're going to find something going on. And I think that part of Liv talked about it some. We got through one of the stages, but there are three performance stages. And so at a minimum, you know, aside from everything else that's at the festival, in any 1 hour, you can have three acts happening at these stages. So if it's not your thing, you go to the next one.
So what are some of the other stages again? Thank you, Dave, for circling us back around.
That's why he's Commander-in-Chief.
I was just going to say, you're reading my mind, Vulcan.
So one of the other stages that's one of my personal favorites is the second and Noble Street stage, and that's over by Lavelle's Tap House, sponsored by Good Cannabis. And that's one of my favorite stages because it's the only stage with a dance floor. So we bring in, you know, the belly dancing group.
And they get to see all the remnants of equipment in the Polaris building.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Sorry.
No, it's all good. So we bring like the aerial silk scales in there. The, the steel drum band is over there, too. Just like the bigger kind of
What time is the aerial silks at?
Let's see. So Golden Harp Performing Arts has a stage all day there. So they do a show at 2, 4, 6, and 8. And that's over by the Yukon Quest Cabin on First Avenue.
Okay.
And then we have Cirque Alaska at the Good Cannabis stage from 3 to 4. Both shows you don't want to miss.
Fairbanks, whatever you do, just come down and take a look at the physical structural changes that are happening downtown.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Liv called it out with the cleanliness and how public works. Every week there's street sweeping. I mean, every week. You know, the Polaris building, it's not long on earth any much longer. The Alaska Motor Inn, you know, half of that is gone. This afternoon, David Vandenberg and myself and a few others are going to be looking at the storefront improvement project applications. And boy, so come on down, take a look at it sometime late in the summer. We're taking the western portion of the plaza, Golden Heart Plaza, and redoing it. That hasn't been touched since the late 70s. And so this little by little by little, brick by brick, it's come on down and enjoy it. And you know something, this is where you're gonna see a friend. You're gonna see people that you know.
It's one of our most walkable communities. You're inevitably going to run into someone that you know on the street and stop and say hi. It is a really special place to be downtown, so definitely come on down. And I'm really excited to see what downtown looks like in just a couple of years because there's some huge changes that are coming along. And they're changes that might seem like they're happening all at once, but it's taken you personally have taken many years, both of you, to pull kind of these changes in together. So it's a labor of love, and sometimes you don't see the effects of it until a point like this happens where it all seems to cascade all at once.
Fairbanks, just do yourself a favor. Come on down. Enjoy the day. Work on your suntan. If you don't want to work on your suntan, go into a restaurant and have some food or libations. Bring your kids down. Watch some basketball. Watch some aerials. Watch some silk. Watch some bands. Say hello to your friends. And we haven't even gotten into the food yet. I'm saving the food for the second half. I've been very patient. But my patience is wearing thin.
You have been very patient. Before we move away from the bolt-ons,
I think David is so entertained here with us. He is a commanding general.
Yeah. He also knows when to nod and just be like, okay.
This is entertainment. I don't have to pay for it.
Yes. But there's a vintage car show by the Vernon Nash Car Club happening at the ICC, the Immaculate Conception Church lot across the river.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite parts of the festival, too. It's so chill. It starts at 11 and it ends at 3, but it's fantastic to walk through and then take the walking bridge to get back into the plaza, and you'll pass the basketball folks right there, and you might even pass a pony. We're having pony rides in Griffin Park. Someone had approached us. I believe it was the Alaska Teen Rodeo Association.
Yes.
They had approached us and asked if it would be acceptable to do pony rides in Griffin Park as a fundraiser. So we have pony rides, and they're going from noon to 8 p.m. So So that would be fantastic for your kiddos too. And then while we're on the topic of kiddos, we also have the bouncy houses in the Mount McKinley Bank parking lot. And those go all day, and they have an amazing setup. They take up the whole parking lot. They even spill out onto 4th Avenue. But don't worry, the Hoodoo Beer tent is just a block away.
Thank God.
Yes, because the parents need a little fun, too.
And they're going to be able to walk into a brand new building downtown.
Humble Roots Brewing is having their grand opening.
Yeah.
Yes, they've been doing a soft opening up until now, and rumor has it there's going to be a concert over there. So that is something you don't want to miss. Plus, all their beers are named after Fairbanks things. So there's like the Wendell IPA.
Mm-hmm.
They have a blonde, I believe, that's called the Irene for Irene Sherman.
She wasn't blonde.
I see what you did there. But the beer is blonde, I believe, or it's okay. An IPA. But it's an amazing spot down there. And plus, all their merch is very local focused. So they have like the Fairbanks skyline and things that talk about the Golden Heart City. It's a great place for our community to get together.
They've been working on that for 3 years.
Mm-hmm. I know. Talon is such a superstar.
And Rick, you know, patience of Job.
Definitely. And I remember Talon said something to me that I don't think I'll ever forget, because he said, you never really know how many bolts are in a building until you have to be the one screwing them in by hand.
And they took a piece of property that was polluted.
Yeah, the laundromat.
And they did something beautiful and special with it.
Mm-hmm. Very patiently.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very patiently. And that's one of the great things. Well, I mean, this is not exactly related to that, but it is in the sense that they're having their grand opening, and they become Humble Roots and Midnight Mine. And if they have a band, you know, you can imagine that's one end of the festival now. And they're not like part of the festival. They're just doing something awesome on festival day to add to the energy. And that's really what pretty, you know, every downtown business is open. So yeah, there's this wave of vendors that takes over the streets. But as you were talking about earlier with the co-op being you know, that all those storefronts are visible. The rest of downtown is just open for business. So yeah, you can go inside, have yourself a sit down meal if you want to. It's a great day to do it.
And some of those businesses are even having special hours too. Like I believe the Ivy is open late that night too. The bookstore right downtown. And then on the other side, so exact opposite of Humble Roots, Isaiah over at Gather is doing a show too. So
And we got him his outdoor patio area.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, we were able to get that through.
The streetery.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It looks great. I drive that road every morning.
Yeah.
And it was eye-catching right away. And he already has umbrellas up and tables. It's great to see stuff like that downtown.
Fairbanks, we are going to take a break for Fox News, state news, commercials, and weather. Again, this is a recorded show, so you know what is happening on Saturday at the Downtown Solstice event. We'll be back after all those messages. Fairbanks, welcome back. We have David Vandenberg and Liv Rodriguez in the studio here with us. And guess what? Mr. Vandenberg is already complaining about our North Korean equipment.
Oh, no.
That we have to, they had to make our headphones work, they had to go and scavenge off of other radio stations here to make, because we're the talk show, to make ours work. And they're having to order the equipment from North Korea. So I have to smuggle it across the Yalu River and then pay the Trump tariff to get it into Fairbanks, Alaska. Oh, yeah. That's what I work with.
What about Amazon? I feel like Amazon's the best solution.
They don't smuggle.
Okay, fair enough. The smuggling is a must.
Yeah. You know, and we're in a purple padded room with decrepit equipment, and David was going crazy because he's getting background noise in his headphones, and it's a panel issue over here, not your headphones. Welcome to my world, Mr. Commander-in-Chief. But what the heck? So what are some of the neat booths that are going to be available from different vendors? Not food yet.
Not food yet. Okay, well, I would be remiss if I didn't mention one of the most popular booths, the t-shirt booth. It is right in the middle of the festival at the Downtown Association headquarters. But our t-shirts this year are amazing. We had a local artist named Naomi won our contest. And
Naomi Hutchquist.
Yes, thank you. And she just did an amazing kind of vaporwave style. And it features the Fairbanks skyline, too. It is absolutely great. And we have a beige shirt and kind of like a purple, but I'd say it's more like a blue, like a, and I think they're going to fly off the shelves. You can find that right in the middle of the festival on 2nd Avenue. We also have some great Fairbanks favorites, like Smell This. If you haven't smelled her candles, she collaborates with local businesses. So my personal favorite one is the Lemon Lavender Bundt Cake candle that she collaborated
with. The what? Lemon Lavender Bundt Cake candle. All of us together at the same time. Even David Vandenberg was repeating that.
In there, yeah.
It is so good. And if you are familiar with Little Owl Bakery, they're a gluten-free bakery here in town. But
okay.
Sarah does an amazing job with all of her baked goods. And no matter what your opinion of gluten-free baked goods are, these are just amazing across the board because you can't even really
tell. You know, I can't even tell what gluten-free food is like. It just tastes great to me. And and they say it's gluten-free. I go, so?
Can't even really tell.
Like David had the perfect expression, shoulders up, hunch. Like,
big old shrug. It tastes good.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's just something new.
So she collaborated with Little Owl to make this candle that smells just like their baked good. And she's also collaborated with Black Spruce Beer to do like their Aromadome IPA candle. So she like collaborates with all these different local businesses and makes candles out of them. And they're so good. You can find her on 1st Avenue on the side of the street where the Fudge Pot is. We also are bringing someone kind of new into the festival. It's called the Mine Shaft, and it's a mobile gem mining trailer.
Wow.
I know. And they're out of Palmer, and they have a big trailer that comes in. They'll be on 2nd Avenue right next to the Kinross booth. And you walk into this trailer, and you get to play like a game and mine in this thing, and you get to keep all the gems you find. So that's going to be really, really fun. And I have never seen them before, so I'm excited to pull things in.
Do I have to have a police officer there so they're not robbed?
I don't know what kind of gems they are.
Oh, fool's gold.
Yes.
Semi-precious.
Yeah.
Semi-precious.
Plastique.
Uh-huh. And something that we look at every year is just how far people are traveling to be at the festival and how many booths are Fairbanks local, too.
What's your farthest traveler?
Who... Let's see. We have lots from
Anchorage.
The Valley and Anchorage. We have a couple from Talkeetna. Shout out to Talkeetna Spinach Bread, even though we're not talking about food yet. And then, let's see, it might be Homer. We have a couple from Homer. I think Homer might be the furthest one.
565 miles.
Yes. But we do have people apply from
all over.
That's
round trip.
Yeah.
So that's 1,100 miles.
A couple years ago, we had someone from Las Vegas apply. And so they really wanted to come up, but it just never panned out.
And anyway, we also have had to bring forward kind of an internal policy that we want to have a certain amount, at least 50%, be from Fairbanks.
100%.
So,
good.
Yeah. It's great to bring in new things like from the Valley and from across Alaska, but we really wanted to highlight our small local businesses because one of the things that we noticed is so many people travel here to Fairbanks on this weekend because they know it's a special weekend and they want to go see the Midnight Sun Run, the Midnight Sun Game, and the Midnight Sun Festival and just experience our community that way. So we thought that it would be best to highlight the people that make Fairbanks extra special. So I'm really happy that we kind of moved towards that because for a while it seemed like we were just kind of getting flooded with people outside Fairbanks wanting to get in, and I can't blame them. It's a great, great event to be a part of.
Okay. Let's talk about the food.
Oh, it's time.
It'd be time. You know, it's a foodie event.
It is.
We spent a half hour that'll play tomorrow from 1 o'clock talking about all the food, and we couldn't really get too detailed into it because there's so many good things.
I was gonna say we probably could have taken a whole hour.
Yeah. Okay, let's Tiki Pete's. Tell us about Tiki Pete's Alaskan Grill.
They do amazing hot dogs, and I've heard amazing things about their macaroni and cheese hot dog. I personally haven't had it, but they deep fry frozen macaroni and cheese, so when you bite it, it's like frozen macaroni and cheese in your hot dog. Just amazing. And they also do a really good reindeer hot dog. I believe that they're the only reindeer hot dog vendor at the Midnight Sun Festival this year.
Who does the hot dog surrounded by a pickle, surrounded by... the cornmeal and deep fried. Who does that?
My favorite. That's Corn Diggity Dogs.
Corn Diggity Dogs. I mean, Fairbanks.
Yes.
It's the turducken of corn dogs.
Thank you. That's what I've been saying. Cause it's like instead of the turkey, duck, and chicken, it's the hot dog, the pickle, and the batter. And not to mention, they also have a peanut butter dipping sauce that goes with it, which sounds not as appealing, but it's so good.
You know, it's sort of like putting anchovy on pizza.
You like it or you don't.
Exactly. And how can you not like anything that has peanut butter or bacon?
Right.
Then you put bacon crumbles in that peanut butter, over the world. Top of the world. That's going to be my advice to them.
Okay. And Corn Dirty Dogs is a local fan favorite. You can see them at breweries all over. They have a bright green food truck, and they always have something creative. So their pretzels, when they do serve them, it's not very often, but they're so good. And pro tip is to ask for it double fried because it's extra crispy and just you cannot go wrong. One of my other favorites that's popping up, I already gave him a little shout out earlier, is Talkeetna Spinach Bread.
Mm-hmm.
Their blueberry crumble is divine. If you haven't had it, my mom will walk down from her house downtown just to go get it, and then she'll walk right home. She's like on a beeline for it. So they're fantastic. And the spinach bread, of course. And you also mentioned their Brazilian limeade.
Yes.
Yes. Yum.
the way they make it.
Yeah. It's a total technique, and I've personally not had Brazilian limeade. Have you?
No,
but okay.
I am tomorrow.
Yes, let's do it.
But then you still have like the soda jerk there.
Yeah.
And you know, when they come in, they don't do it halfway.
Mm-mm, they're all in.
I mean, it's
they're the first vendors who are setting up. It takes them the longest by far of anybody to set up.
And then take down.
Take down takes the longest.
And then they're all appointed in great dress.
It's a show.
Great attitudes. Great attitudes.
100%.
Music, great. And then you top that off with a fantastic product.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's so nice, especially on a day like the Midnight Sun Festival, supposed to be very hot. So you can get your Brazilian limeade and then a soda drink, because I'm sure you're going to need to cool down.
And then go to the hoodoo.
I was just about to say, and then a beer.
Followed by the three beers, the three amigos.
Yes, that's all you need, really. Yeah. And then
the three breweries. You know, you have three Sister Mountains, three breweries.
That's all you need. The mountains, yes. So, but the food, actually, because if you're going to be having all that beer, you're going to want some food.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So a new one that we have is, but Noki B's Cajun Faves. We've talked about them a little bit, but they're po' boys and they're catfish.
I'm having a po' boy. Mm. And I'm also going to be going over to Casa Pepe.
Yes, they are brand new this year.
They have a paella.
Yes.
A paella.
A seafood paella. I cannot wait. and they have a great setup. They normally vend in the valley, so it's their first year coming up.
And they also have Alaska spot prawns, chicken, veggies, saffron rice, smoked pork paella. Oh, man. Smoked pork shoulder.
How could you not get hungry right now?
That's why I go there at 12, 5, and 10.
Well, you'll be there all day.
My three eating times. That's right. Well, my booth.
You could have some snacks throughout the day now, too.
Oh, man. But also, for those who have never visited the Sipping Streams Tea Company, they're going to be there. And Fairbanks, that's if you see a company that's there, you recognize the name, and you've never tried the product, this is a great time to try the product and see if you want to go back to their business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Jenny's doing amazing things. I can't remember if it was an international or a national award, but she recently was recognized for her tea. So she's in the tea world. She's putting the Fairbanks on the map.
Then you have two cotton candy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have Sugar Rush Character Cotton Candy, and they're new this year, but they do cotton candy in these crazy shapes. Like, they have a rose cotton candy that has, like, the flower and the leaves all made out of cotton candy. They do video game character faces, kind of like the ice cream truck that used to roll through and have Mickey Mouse's face, but cotton candy.
Mm-hmm. And then you have the Tundra Cotton.
Yes, Tundra Cotton. They've been with us for a super long time, and they're over in the Big Rays parking lot. They are a staple. They have, like, the big bags of cotton candy, the blue, the pink, and the yellow. Super yummy.
Now, there's one thing that Americans – well, there's two things that Americans eat more than anyone. Three things. Hot dogs, hamburgers, and the third is French fries.
Really?
Crazy fries.
Yes, crazy fries. They have their loaded ones. Their chili fries are so good. And they have the good kind of French fries. You know how everyone has their preference. You know, some people are like shoestring, some like steak. They have the crinkle cut ones that are extra crispy.
Yeah. Mm.
This does make me envious that all I'm doing is working.
Yeah.
Well, you can eat and walk.
You'll need substance throughout the day.
Yes. Well, yes. The longer the line, I've realized.
Hold it.
That I need to, I just have to.
Event
God,
go in the back door and say, I need food, substance now, or I pull your permit.
I think I need some wink vendors. So I can just come up and say, hey, you know, can you out the back?
Yeah.
There we go. I mean, I want some crinkle fries, but that place, there's always a lot of demand for that.
That's true.
Yeah. Just go see them hey, be Italian. Yeah. Know how to operate.
I think it's
it.
Called schmoozing.
It's just letting them know, take care of those who take care of you.
I got some leverage on you.
Yeah. Take care of those who take care of you. Fairbanks, we're going to have a commercial break. I'm going to take care of you. We'll be back after these messages. Fairbanks, we are back and enjoying our day here with David Vandenberg and Liv Rodriguez, talking about the one special event that Fairbanks has, where more people get together in one day than any place in the state of Alaska.
That's true. It is Alaska's biggest one-day event.
Yeah. It doesn't matter where you're from, Anchorage, Matsu, Juneau, Kenai, Kodiak, this is number one.
Yeah, and I think it goes to show, because you could look at the hotels and almost all of them are booked out for the weekend. The Airbnbs are scarce, to say the least. So the Midnight Sun Festival does a lot of things, but this weekend as a whole, you know, this idea of this dream solstice weekend with the Midnight Sun Game, the Midnight Sun Run, and the Midnight Sun Festival has to be a huge economic driver for for Fairbanks as a whole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Try to get a rent-a-car.
No.
Yeah, get your hotel room before the borough increases the tax.
But that is so great to know that our town is just filled with people who want to experience what it's like living here, because we live in one of the most unique places in the world, yes, but the country for sure.
I know it. I know it. Now.
The food.
I'm going to correct myself on the food. There's a fourth item that Alaskans eat more in, you know, ice cream. In percentage than any place in the world. Yeah. We love our ice cream. So.
For sure. They have Dippin' Dots this year, which is the ice cream of the future. That's its tagline. Did you know that?
No.
Dippin' Dots' official tagline is the ice cream of the future. So the future is now, and we have it.
And then you have Janelle from Wasilla. She has the original gourmet ice cream bars, and she has ice cream, hand-dipped ice cream bars, hand-dipped. Frozen bananas, soda floats.
Hers are one of my favorites because they do the chocolate coating and that
chocolate covered bacon.
Yes.
Oh.
The chocolate coating makes all the difference on that ice cream though, because on a hot day like the solstice day, you're gonna need that extra. You know, keep it all.
She
together.
In the same place at Third, kind of right there at the corner.
Yes, she is, she's been there forever. And they actually just rebranded, so now they're Divine Dips. But you definitely know them as the gourmet ice cream folks.
Then you know, there's a lot of cultural food here.
It's true. It's true.
You know, we need to have the food down here for 3 days straight, not one day. That way I can try more.
You know, it's funny you say that, because a while ago someone approached us asking if we could pretty please make the festival just 24 hours. And we were kind of like, I don't know if we can do 24
Are you trying to? Are you trying to kill me?
Right. And not just David and I, but all the vendors too. And a lot of those are little mom and pops. So the 12 hours is a lot for them.
Now here's one that I love. Las Delicias de María and her Colombian empanadas.
Yeah, she's local, and she always has a fantastic line.
Oh, Fairbanks, I'm going to caution you on having this food, because you will be addicted to it. You will have thoughts of it. It will consume your life. Do not ask me how I know this.
Oh, so good. And I love that there's so many little Fairbanks pop-ups coming into it.
And then you have Mariana's Mexican dishes, and her tacos, steak and pork. Oh man!
And her horchata.
Yeah. Mm. And then explain what horchata is.
So, okay, the best way I can explain how it tastes is, you know, when you have a really good bowl of Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and then at the bottom.
It's been a few decades since I've had a really good bowl of Cinnamon Toast, but I remember it.
Okay.
You never forget that.
As long as you remember. Well, that milk at the bottom that's like all cinnamony and kind of vanilla-y, that's kind of what a horchata tastes like. My husband, James, who grew up in Miami, might be like, no, that's not at all what it is, but that's what it tastes like.
It's a great description.
Mm-hmm. It's so good.
And if you grew up with Cinnamon Toast Crunch, you can have more. Just the milk. And you always savored the milk.
Yes, it was the best part.
I know. Oh, man. And then you have M and T Vietnamese food.
Yes, another local favorite. And I was trying to remember if she got her start at the farmer's market. Do you remember, David?
Yeah.
M&T?
M&T, yeah.
You know, it's interesting where people get their food starts at either the farmer's market here or the Tanana Valley State Fair.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Oh, so, and those are all good, like, incubators, too, because it has a pretty consistent crowd at all of those. But yeah. M&T has so many good things. The egg rolls, I really like her bulgogi, but the thing that I always end up ordering from her is her taro milk tea. It's so good. It's like this beautiful purple. It's really refreshing. It's amazing.
Yeah. Then you have the Seoul.
The Seoul Korean.
Yeah. And Fairbanks, this is what I want you to do. If you've never been to the Seoul Gate Korean restaurant in the bottom of the bowling alley, in the bowels of the bowling alley, try their food here because you're going to be hooked on this restaurant.
Yep.
It is so good.
And at their restaurant, you sit down before you even order anything. They're giving you six styles of kimchi just to start out with.
And this year, they are bringing fried watermelon wontons, which I am not so sure what that could be, but what I imagine is a watermelon wrapped in wonton and fried, and that has to be amazing. It has to be.
It's a delicate sweet fruit.
Are you trying to convince us?
I think so.
I don't think you have to.
I think I just have to go try it. Yeah. And I can convince myself.
Yeah, my goodness. Then you have, the Smokehouse Barbecue.
Oh, yeah. That's a fan favorite, too.
And, and get there early because they get a long line.
They get a long line, and they bring a whole crew. There's 12 to 15 people working at the Smokehouse for this event, and they take up 30 or 40 feet in the courthouse parking lot.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Remember the day when you had a barbecue there?
Yeah, Barbecue Association, we were vending tri-tip sandwiches.
Did you say the Barbecue Association?
Yeah.
There's a Barbecue Association in Fairbanks?
Not anymore.
Okay.
It was my younger cooking days. I founded the Alaska Barbecue Association.
Every dad I know needs to be a part of that.
Well, I got a story for you.
Okay.
So I go give the opening remarks to the Pacific Northwest Lions at our meeting here in Fairbanks, Alaska. And I go in this meeting and I go, this is great. But I got a question. Why in the hell isn't there a Barbecue Lions in Fairbanks, Alaska? And everyone went nuts. And there's going to be a Barbecue Lions, but they're starting it in Eagle River, not Fairbanks. Mm. But we have to have subchapters up here. I'm not a Lions member, but if you get a Barbecue Lions in Fairbanks, Alaska, I'll become a Lions member.
So that's an offer.
That's a dictation.
Take note, Fairbanks.
Sorry. But back to your event. And then you have those Wisconsin cheese curds.
Yum, so good. And the cheese curds that they have there are exactly what you want them to be. They're crispy, they're golden, and the cheese is just perfect.
I know it. I know it.
Another favorite of mine is Stuff Your Face. Oh, excuse me, Stuff Your Face.
Stuff Your Face.
I always go with the proper your, but it is your face. So.
I know. what's in a name? Right. I think you know what that name means.
Eat. And they have funnel cakes and deep fried Oreos, which I personally had not had a deep fried Oreo until the downtown market.
They have the traditional fair food.
Yes, and it is so good. So good.
I know. Oh, my God. Then you have the fire food truck.
Oh, yes.
Out of Delta.
Yeah, and it's their first year at the festival, but I was so happy to see them apply because they are a staple here because you see them at breweries and bars, but I never realized that they do travel all the way from Delta for all those.
And talking about the traveler, Talkeetna spinach bread.
Yes. Oh, so good. That blueberry
crumble. Gluten-free, like I care. It tastes great.
I don't know that it's gluten-free.
I don't care if it is or isn't.
Okay, it sounds good.
Yeah. Again, do not... We take no liability in case you go up to this and think it's gluten-free and it's not.
It is not.
read the ingredients.
Yes, definitely. Another local favorite is the Chowder House that comes through. And they're not slinging chowder this time. They're doing their skewers. So they have shrimp, pork, chicken, and lamb skewers, fried rice, and then their amazing pork belly rice bowl, which my husband got last year, and he said it was amazing.
You know, I go to the Chowder House.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have fantastic sandwiches.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean.
And build your own, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can do this.
Their salads are also amazing.
Amazing company, amazing food.
And a new building. Well, new-ish building.
Yeah. new. Yeah.
Yeah.
They, about what, 7, 8 years old now?
I think so, but they did a great job in there.
Yeah.
And then the Navajo tacos, too. That's an amazing one. I know.
You know, Fairbanks, that's my weakness. I have many, first of all, I have many weaknesses, obviously, but a good Navajo taco with that pan bread. And then what they put on top of it, you know, the beans, the cheese, the meat, the tomato, the lettuce, the onion.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put your salsa on it. Oh. You know that I'm drooling right now?
What you're drooling of?
Yeah.
I got to clean the mic. It's dripping.
My favorite hack for getting to try so many things at the festival is to go with a group of friends and order one thing and then divide it up into 5 or 6 pieces. And that way you get to try a lot more.
Good idea. Mr. Vandenberg, the question for you is, it's 5 in the evening. You're tired. You need subsistence. What food vendor are you going to have them take care of you?
I'm going to go to the Wisconsin cheese curd.
Yum.
And I'll wash it down with donuts. I have a weakness for donuts. I'm usually a 3-bagger of the donuts in the course of the day.
Oh, they're so good. They do the apple cinnamon donuts too.
No one can eat just one.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's probably somewhere on the order of 24 donuts. You know, they're small, but
yeah.
I subsist on them. And then I often go for Thai food too.
Yum. Can't go wrong.
Ms. Rodriguez.
Mm-hmm. Is this my meal question?
Your meal question.
Ooh. Okay. I think if it's just one meal, I would have to do the taquitos spinach bread as an appetizer. And this is assuming I could eat. I'm sharing because it's a lot. I would love to try that paella because I don't think I've had paella up here in Alaska. Have you guys had it anywhere? Paella?
Yes.
Where do you guys order it from?
You're not getting it up here.
You're
traveling. Or a friend is trying to recreate it, and they usually screw it up.
Okay, noted. Well, I'm very excited.
And I have not tried to recreate because I'd screw it up.
Well, maybe next time. Because the paella sounds really good, so I think I would do that. And then for dessert, I would do the Divine Dips ice cream bar because there's something about – I always get the vanilla with the white chocolate and the Oreos on it. It's so good.
You know, what I'm going to do is I'm going to leave Fairbanks alone, which means the empanadas, because I can get them at the fair or there's a place on Airport Road with the empanadas.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go with, like yourself, with paella.
Ooh, yum.
And because they're from Anchorage. That's mm-hmm. Jay from Anchorage. And then I'm going to go with the shrimp po' boys.
Oh, yum.
Because that's from Palmer. That's Jeannie Ann.
And there are catfish over there.
Yeah, well, I don't care about catfish.
Oh, that's so
I don't
good.
Eat fish. But
really?
Man, that shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
Poor boy.
Yeah. What about dessert?
A beer store.
A nice beer for dessert.
Yeah.
You know, that sounds great.
Yeah,
I didn't know that was an option.
I mean, I have 3 desserts. All the three beers, the 3 breweries, I'm going there.
All right. That sounds good.
That is our show. David, right. Liv.
Thanks for having us.
What you are going to produce tomorrow will be epic. And Fairbanks is so appreciative. I'm appreciative. I'm drooling. Fairbanks, you have a great day. I will see you tomorrow.